You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What's going on, everyone? It's your host, Emeka, here on the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast. And today we have a solo episode with just me. And today we're going to talk about asset management. So, you know, every podcast, you know, I'm interviewing with different people, sometimes with my partner, Nico, and we just go over a bunch of different things to help you get 1% closer to your goal of buying your next property. And with that being said, some of our conversations are just nuggets for you to take in and, you know, take home with you so you can use what we do, what we say, and figure out a way for you to utilize it in your own way. With that being said, asset management. So you can talk to 100 different investors and everyone else might say something different, but at the end of the day is managing the asset, managing the portfolio to the best of your ability. There should always be an asset manager on the ground where the property is, unless you can scale, take planes and fly to different properties on a consistent basis if you don't have someone that's hired, paying salary, et cetera. So asset management, that's my title. That's what I do. I help with about three properties here. I own 27 units myself. And what is asset management? First and foremost, I'm gonna let you know it is different than property management. We have a property manager on our team. What is his focus? The property manager's focus is getting the units rented, right? Doing maintenance requests, right? I don't take care of that stuff. I'm not the property manager. Our property manager gets typically between 6 to 8%. I think I've heard 9% once, but their job is to fill up the units, maintain the units as well through maintenance requests, hopefully that the tenants tell us, and then coordinating with the contractor over turns. What is a turn? A turn is basically when someone moves out, they don't renew their lease and they need to go and turn it. So they go in the units, look at it, make sure there's nothing crazy. 9 times out of 10, you know, there's paint chipping off the cabinets or the hole in the wall. Most tenants do not take care of the property like it's their own. That's expected though. And that's why we have a security deposit for those things. But what the property manager is doing is just making sure that they're trying to fill up the units, maintain the units with the maintenance calls. And then whenever they're going to the property, they are also looking at, you know, okay, does anything look out of the norm? Anything I need to tell the team about? Asset management, right? If the property management's doing all that, then what the hell am I doing, right? I'm basically working with the property manager and also holding the property manager accountable. So our property manager, he manages over 300 units. So no matter if he's in the deal or not, he has 300 units to take care of. So no matter what you say or he says, there is no way that he is able to take genuine care. Let me rephrase. There's no way for him to put all his focus on this property when he has 300 other properties to manage. He has a bunch of different investors who want to know what's going on with their property. He needs to maintain those maintenance calls. He needs to make sure those get rented. So no matter how much he's in this deal, how much he loves this deal, he still has a business to run that's taking some of his attention towards other investors, other properties. And at the end of the day, he's not able to visit our properties every week, every day, like I can. Am I visiting the properties every day? Absolutely not. I'd get tired, I'd get burned out quick. But what I am able to do is I'm able to visit a minimum of 4 times a month, once a week. Typically speaking, if I'm ever in the area, I'm always checking the property, right? Whenever I'm checking the property, what I'm looking for is recon, right? What's going on around the neighborhood? Is there anything, in the news that happened around our property that we need to take notice? Was there a shooting? Did someone get in a bad, nasty wreck and, the road's blocked off, right? I'm around the area and I visit pretty consistently. So I'm always kind of overseeing the property, making sure that number one, that the property manager is doing what he's supposed to be doing. If we have a meeting on Wednesday and he tells us, unit three is about to get leased up, and I go there, 2 weeks afterwards or the next day, and no one's moved in, there's no signs of life there, then I'm talking to him like, what's going on? You just said this. If I wasn't here, if I wasn't in Florida where our properties are, there's no way for the team to know that, especially if we're a lot of our team is out of state, right? So having I'm the boots on the ground is what they also call the asset management, depending on who you are. Boots on the ground, asset management. So I'm basically taking care of the property and looking at it on a frequent basis, seeing the best ways we can utilize the property, the best ways we can get the most income as well. So the property manager is, they know the rent, the rent data, they got all those different statistics that they can look at to let them know what we can rent it for. What's also cool is they also know the different tricks that we need to do to be competitive in the market, while also knowing what's too aggressive or too soft. Right, you can't go too low, and then we're losing money on rent that we could have had because we're renting it too low. That's the property manager. I just don't need to know all this stuff. It's very informative to know. I'm not saying just ignore it, but at the end of the day, I'm getting creative and I'm overseeing everything. And the things that I see, I'm at the property more often. I like to call myself the muscle. Right, I'm holding people accountable. I'm holding the contractor accountable. I'm making sure he's doing what he was supposed to be doing. He's suggesting what he's supposed to be suggesting. He's not doing anything extra. Right, there was a I walked the property, right? I'm just checking on the turns, seeing how the renovations was going. And we have a unit, and people know that, I'm somewhat associated with the property. They don't know I'm an owner. They don't even know if I'm a property manager. But what our tenants do see is me going to the property pretty often, going into the vacant units, getting in the lockboxes, open up the lockboxes. So they know I'm associated in some way. And if I visit a property and they are, when I say they, one of the tenants are smoking weed, doing drugs, having cars everywhere, and they don't care that I'm there, that's a red flag to me. So I'll bring that up, like, hey, like we might need to watch out for these people. They have no care in the world. They really didn't care that I was there or didn't have any courtesy to put the drugs up. And they might be a problem in the future. Might be something small, but next thing you know, we're about to evict them. So there's little things like that I like to say or to prep. I'm also trying to figure out a way to maximize the money that we can get along with the property manager. And when I say that is property manager, like we said, they know the rents and the area, they got all that data. But how can I help him? How can I hold him accountable too? So I'll also post our units on Facebook Marketplace or talk around, see who needs a place, go on Facebook groups, see who needs a place. And then if they say they do, I just funnel it into the property manager. It's not necessarily my job to do that, but we're one team and we all have the same goal. So me stepping into his side a little bit is no issue at all because I'm still funneling it through his system, his process, and trying to make sure that we can get, 100% occupancy. Another thing I do is figure out ways to make more money. So one way is, bundled internet. Right, that's something that is fairly new. I heard someone else talking about it, and I know someone else who does it around the area. So we don't do that. Our tenants pay for their own internet. So I'm working with a different Frontier rep, asking them, "Hey, what do we need to do? What does it cost? Can I get the details?" So I'm trying to figure out, different creative ways that aren't necessarily normalized or that we don't have a process for to make more money, especially if things are taking a little bit longer to get rented, right? We got to figure out different ways to be competitive because the market is changing. I would say it's a tenant's market, right? There's a lot of supply here. There's a lot of options for tenants to go different places. So why us? Why us? Why should someone want to move into our units versus someone else's units that's either closer to downtown or further away from downtown and cheaper? That might be a better area or not. So what I'm trying to do is figure out what can we do to get these things tenanted? How are we taking care of the property? What's our next goals with the property and upkeep? Right, we also have a vacant land, so what I'm in charge of is working with the city, working with the county to figure out what we can do with the land. Right, I'm on the ground, I can go to these places versus taking a call. These cities and counties love to see face to face, they love local people. If I wasn't here, I'm sure the process wouldn't be the same. And the city and county told me that they actually like working with people in person because they can get things done faster and they have that. It's not necessarily a personal relationship, but they have some kind of relationship face to face where you can see emotions, you can see the tone, an email, a text, a call. You can't really see too much or hear too much. You can hear someone smiling, but it can be a fake smile. You never know. But asset management. I am managing the asset, taking care of it. We just had winter storms come or tropical storms come in. It was raining a bunch. So the first thing I need to do is, okay, I haven't really been to the properties when it's raining so much. Visit the properties. Okay, holy smokes, right? There's water everywhere. What do I need to do? Are the tenants okay? What's our next steps? I'm working with our project manager or CapEx guy, talking to him, going through different scenarios. What if this happens? What do we need to do? Is it possible for this bad thing to happen? So when it comes to asset management, man, I'm just a manager, right? Managing the asset, figuring out what we need to do to bring the best out of this asset. Kind of like a manager of a job, a business, whatever it is. You're trying to figure out the best way to utilize your business, your storefront, your team. For me, it's the asset. How do I manage this the best? How can I keep up the upkeep? How can I keep it performing in the best ways possible? You know, increasing income using internet, bundling it up, and charging our tenants. That's one way. Working with the city, working with the county to possibly build more, or sell the lot, figure out what we can do. You know, that's something I'm doing. Visiting the property, seeing what's going around, seeing if there's dumping on a consistent basis. Right, if our property manager can't go once a week, twice a week, three times a week, like I can, and I don't go three times a week, usually it's a minimum of one, or I usually go two times a week. I get to see what's going on more often because tenants start to notice how often the property manager comes, times that they come, and usually the property manager is giving a notice. I'm never giving a notice when I'm coming to the properties, right? I'm not going inside the unit, so I'm not breaking any laws. I'm not banging on doors asking our tenants anything, but I'm simply just going randomly. There's no set times or schedules that I want to go just to see what's going on, see if there's any other information that I can use from the surrounding areas, just scratch doors, fallen trees, things like that, just to make sure that the upkeep of the property is good, right? Like I said, it just rained a lot. One of our driveways had a bunch of water, and then when you drive, it's basically like a wave going out, right? Well, how can we avoid that? Or is that going to be an issue in the future? So those are the little things that I'm working on to make sure that the property is upkept well. We had a little homeless issue, right? Our property manager wouldn't notice unless I said something, unless he went there the same day that the homeless was there. Because every time I went, it's not like they were there every single time. But I am, since I go there pretty frequently, there was one time I went there, they was trying to start a fire next to our property, right? To give them the benefit of the doubt, it was a controlled fire, you know, with I have no idea how they even started it. But we don't want a fire next to our property because we don't know these people. If the fire break out, they're just gonna leave since they're homeless. And you know, that's, you know, we can't really afford for our property to get burned down. So I let the team know and we reach out to the police or we reach out to the right people that we need to handle this issue, make sure the issue doesn't happen again. We can't guarantee that the homeless aren't going to happen again, but since we work with the police, since I let Mark know and he's been to the property multiple times to make sure that's not the case, we haven't had the issue anymore. And who knows? What if every time Mark visited, they were never there? But whenever I visited, they are there. Like, Mark would have never known if I wasn't visiting. So it's just one of those things where communication is key. As an asset manager, my communication has to be absolutely phenomenal, right? I'm the ones visiting the property on a consistent basis. So I need to let the team know what I'm seeing, what I noticed, new things around the area. There's 199 homes being built a mile away from my property, right? Whenever our property manager visits the property, he's not driving around to see what's going on. I am. I'm trying to see what's going on around the area, near our properties, that might be beneficial for our investors to know, beneficial for us to know, or maybe beneficial in the opposite way, like, oh shoot, we need to sell this thing next year because they're going to demolish everything and they're going to change some tax, whatever it could be, right? I'm just basically the recon around the area. I'm the accountability partner, holding contractors and property managers accountable, as well as myself accountable. Like if we can't get something rented and I wasn't trying to help out, if I'm not visiting touring properties or, doing what I can to try to get more people or get more eyes and get more applications to our property manager, I'm not doing my job either. So we gotta figure out a way, or let me rephrase, as an asset manager, my goal is to run the asset, be the boots on the ground, be the main point of contact for the team, and I'm the liaison of the property, right? If anything happens, county or whoever, police, something happens to the property, they're most likely gonna call me or the property manager, right? And I'm the one that can go to it quickly if something happens. I'm the one that's just managing the property, managing a property like we manage business, like we manage employees. There's no difference, right? Managing our business plan, managing this asset to be the best asset it can be, and managing this asset and holding my team accountable and the people, property manager accountable, contractor accountable to make sure this property can be the best property it can be. Now you ask, like, what are three actionable steps that you can do today in order to prep yourself to possibly be an asset manager for a different team or be the boots on the ground for the team? Number one is simply just drive around your local neighborhood, right? The easiest way to get in a deal is to get in a deal that's around you, that Drive around the neighborhood, figure out what's going on around the area, new laws, email city manager, see what's coming up in the city that might be beneficial for you and your team, or you and your assets, or you and your potential assets. Number two, talk with a property manager or a potential property manager that you may know. Figure out his process, figure out his steps to getting things, because, like I said, their goal is to get units filled and maintain the units as maintenance requests come. So figuring out exactly how that's worked for him, it'll give you an idea of what you need to look for if there might be holes in this process. And it might not necessarily be holes in this process. It might just be something they never thought of, or it might not be important to them as a property manager, right? Their job is not to, always oversee the property, especially if they have hundreds of thousands of properties to look at. So number two, talk to a local property manager, learn different tips and tricks that they do to get things rented. And then as they're talking, you'll maybe come up with your own ideas to streamline that process or get more people in faster. And number three, always go on Zillow at least once a week, go on Realtor or any online platform to see what's for rent in your area. As an asset manager, what I do is typically once a week minimum, I'm looking at rents. What are the exact rents going for around my area that are similar unit sizes as mine, similar bed count and bath count, right? This is how I know my competition. As an asset manager, always study the competition. Everyone on the team should be doing that, but the asset manager should 100% be doing that. Because as we're on the ground, where you can go to our competition, look at it, drive up to it, maybe even do some silent shopping, basically acting like you're going to rent it yourself, just to see what the finishes look like, to see how nice it is. Like, these are things that I do to ensure that I'm holding the property manager accountable. If we're asking for $100 rents and rents around the area are going for $350, and I'm going to $350 rents and those properties don't look nearly as good as ours, then that's when, me and the property manager have a conversation. We have a conversation with the team, and something needs to be done immediately. So I hope that helped some kind of, I hope that helped you in some kind of way when it comes to asset management, what I do, what you can do. And I hope after what I've said, you've understood that you can do it in your own way. There's different ways to do everything, even when it comes to asset management. So until next time, hope you enjoy.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.